Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Down the blind, Andrew Johns. Inside for Elvin. Elvin will score. Elvin will score. Newcastle has won.
Now, on to huge news. Suoli'i picks Samoa. I guess, you know, want to get your general thoughts. I don't know what the answer is to this one. I really don't. I'll get your thoughts first, Guru.
Might be a boring topic, mate, because I don't know what the answer is either. Yeah. I love that he is playing for Samoa. You know, obviously going to be cheering on the Kangaroos, but I want this World Cup to be a success, and I think it's best for the World Cup if these guys go and choose those nations to play for. He's going to be unreal for them. We have got other wingers and whatnot that we can bring in. They're not as good as him, but we have got other wingers that we can cover. And the gap between who Samoa could pick at fullback, if it's not Suoli'i, to the next guy, is heaps bigger than the gap the Kangaroos would have to their next winger. So I'm all for it. As far as Origin, though,
yeah,
I'd be fucked if I know the answer.
If I wake up and I got my World Cup hat on, I go, this is fantastic.
Yeah,
this is fantastic. If I wake up and I got my Origin hat on, and as a Queenslander, I go, I don't know. I don't know. What do you reckon, Timmy?
Yeah, I mean, firstly, on the broader picture, just the World Cup, like there's this whole league v union, you know, rivalry that's gone on for years and years and will continue to. And rugby league's in such a great period at the moment where it's just blossoming, and rugby union for many different reasons is, particularly in Australia more than anything, I should say, yeah, is battling. And they've always got the one over us that it's like they've got their World Cup and we can never match that. Now, I'm not saying we will match that, but I know that we're going into this World Cup going, there's, you know, five different teams who can win it for the first time ever. Yeah. And it's as a result of guys like Suoli'i going to Samoa. And there's just, as opposed to other years where you might get two or three, maybe four, like, of the top line games where it's going to be a tightish result, but the Kangaroos and Kiwis still probably win it. We've got so many blockbuster games, and this World Cup's going to be unbelievable. And Suoli'i, another one going to Samoa, is just wonderful for the game. Another notch in his book has just been an absolute legend. And it's so big because, yet again, you don't like to say it and put it out there, but, you know, people pick money over allegiances all the time in world sport. And I've spoken to people who, footballers who have, off the books, committed to, you know, an international side over an Origin or a vice versa or whatever due to money. He was just saying, look, pays more and I've got to set myself up post-footy and that's fine. So for Suoli'i, I'd imagine he'd be giving away a pretty decent pay packet to go play for Samoa, and he's, what, 18 years old or 19 years old. What an enormous thing to do.
Massive. Like. And so that's where, like, I'm torn because I'm a Queenslander and I'm passionate about Origin. But then I go, okay, like, where do we want this direction of the game to head? In 50 years, do we want it to be the dominant game in the Pacific Nations? I think we probably do, because that's millions and millions more people. Right now, like, Origin is probably, like, it's always going to get a little bit bigger, but you'd say it's probably at its peak, as in, like, there's not going to be astronomical change in the next 50 years with Origin. Like, where are we going to get another 4 million people to tune into Origin? Like, it's just probably not going to happen. And so when you look at it from, like, a broad spectrum and you go, okay, Suoli'i picks Samoa, how many young kids now in Samoa just like what happened with Fifita and Taumalolo when they went with Tonga, are going to go, I want to play rugby league because Sualiti plays for Samoa. And so when you look at it from that, from the bird's eye view of like where you want the game to be in 50 years, you go, you know, it's probably best for the game. I think, though, we don't want to make it a free-for-all. I do still think we need some qualifications for Queensland versus New South Wales. I don't think that if you've come over here when you're 16, 17, that you should play Origin. I just don't think. So currently it's like 13 years old or 14 years old. So there is a qualification. Would I be being honest if I didn't say it stung me a little bit to see like a person play in Origin but then not play for Australia? Like, no, it does like make me feel a bit like, oh, damn, that sucks. Because I'm Australian. Like, I'm a passionate Aussie. But at the same time, when Tonga beat Australia all those years ago, I won't lie, I was kind of like, obviously I didn't want Australia to lose, but I also enjoyed seeing the Tongan fans and players experience something so incredible. So it's such a nuanced argument. One day I'd wake up, I feel a certain way. The next day I'd wake up, feel a certain way. I don't know.
Yeah, and I agree. Like, I honestly, that Tonga game is one of my favourite moments in rugby league history, without a doubt.
It was incredible.
It was crazy. And it was so good. I loved every minute of it. I mean, I'll call it what it is. I enjoyed it more than I think if the Kangaroos won.
Yeah, fair.
Would you push back on that?
Nah, not at all. I get it, and a lot of people have the same opinion. Mm. And it's great now that it'd be the same at different sort of World Cups where you'd go into World Cups and like Australia are going to win it, whatever, and then the Kiwis are going to win it, and there's just that little part of you going, you know what? As an Aussie, damn it, but this is good for the international game. Mm. The same thing as when a Tonga beat Australia. You know what? Good for the international game. It's now going to get to the point where if these Samoas and Tonga, these sorts of teams are so strong, I'm going, God, no, I don't want them to beat us.
Yeah.
Like, because it's like, they absolutely could beat us.
Yeah.
Maybe it'd be good for the game, but it's like, they're a bloody good side. I don't want to be losing to sides like Samoa and Tonga anymore. Because
yeah, that's the point.
It is crazy when you apply the same logic. Like, I'm sure when New South Wales won our first series in 8, you weren't like, oh, good on them. It's good to see them win, you know?
Yeah, nah, fuck no.
It's just completely different.
I was like, you know? Cooper Cronk didn't play.
Yeah.
Keep going to play.
But I mean, will we get to that point? Like, if all these World Cups are close and international rugby league changes, and in 5 years' time, every game is a close game, I don't know if I'm still going to, once if we do start losing, which I think there's a really good chance we do, I think my emotions around it will change.
Yeah, for sure.
Pretty quickly.
I think as well, like, when it gets down to the core of it, the only concern I have, so I love that Sualiti's done this. I love that Taumalolo, all those boys, I think it's incredible. I think it should be praised. It's an honourable thing to do. It's integrity. The only concern is, like, I just hope Origin doesn't lose its core values of what it really means to put on that Queensland, New South Wales jersey. And again, I'm not saying that these players care less at all, but I'm saying that, like, the further this happens, the more that this happens, maybe it does become a point where, you know, they care less, like players care less and less about Queensland versus New South, or maybe the fans or whatever. Now, again, we do have the qualification though. They have to be here at 13 years old. And if you're here from 13 till, you know, you're 20, 21, 22, like you're an Australian, like you're in my eyes anyway. If you identify and you love this country, I'll tell you a real funny story about like when I realised like maybe my thoughts of, you know, what like passionate Aussies were all about is like, it's going to sound really weird. Just go with me on this one, guys. So me and my missus went to a Blackpink concert. And so they're like this K-pop band. It was actually a really good experience. Anyway, so like the crowd is just all Asians. Just like, I'm the tallest guy in the building. And like, fucking, I'm not that tall. I'm like, what, 181 centimeters, around there, 181 centimeters. Anyway, and there was just a silence, and then they all started chanting Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi. And I was like, that's so like shot strange. That's surprising to me because I wouldn't assume that they loved the country as much as I did, but they just love it. They do love it as much as I do, but just in a different way, even though their heritage is obviously not the same as mine, that, you know, my grandfather's great-grandfather, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. And so that's where when people say, you know, these specific Islander boys can be just as passionate, that's where I go, you know what, they can. They love it in a little bit of a different way. It's as much, but it's just a different a different way.
Yeah, and like I'm not so much worried about this over the next 5 or 10 years, but like in 20, 25 years' time, if we do get the international rugby league to a level that we would like it to be at, you are going to then have kids that are growing up that are looking at, you know, a Samoan jersey as
the pinnacle
over a New South Wales jersey, which probably should be, to be fair. Like it is very back. It's great. I love it, but it is very backwards in rugby league that we have our state versus state rivalry is bigger than the international rivalry.
Well, it's one of the only games in the world that does it.
Mm. I'd be shocked if there's another game in the world that has it.
Well, it's like, look, we have to ask ourselves this question. If you don't grow as a product or a business or a game, you die. Mm. You're like, you can never just sit there like that because eventually you die. And so we ask ourselves as a game, and we're all rugby league fans here, if you had to sacrifice a bit of that origin magic to take this game to the next level in the next 50 years, would you? And again, you may not have to sacrifice that magic. I'm just saying that, like, that's the worst case scenario. You know, maybe we have to. I don't know.
Origin is such a beast. Do you really think it's going to be harmed that much if half the players are playing for Tonga Samoa? Like, is it really going to die enough that we shouldn't?
Well, I think like what Guru said is like in the next 5 years or 10 years, like no, fuck, of course not, like fucking no way. But like in the next 50 years, like could it become a backseat? And I guess in 50 years' time, there's a whole new generation that they're okay with that as long as the game is growing. I guess is what we're trying to say.
I just think that, and I'm sure I can talk for all of us growing up. Like for me, the New South Wales jersey was the pinnacle.
Well, you can up Queensland.
But like the state of origin jersey was the pinnacle.
When I started playing, 100%. Put it this way. You know what's funny? Is when I played at Nationals for soccer, so obviously I was a Queenslander, what's bizarre is that rivalry was still there. We still as Queenslanders were like, fuck those New South Wales guys. They think they're better than us. They think they got all the flash gear. They're all fucking flash and that. And that's in soccer. So that's how ingrained it is. Mm. We're talking about soccer here too. Like, we get touched and we fall on the ground.
But that, like, I just worry that if the international game does become the pinnacle, which hopefully it will, and it probably should, if it will, maybe take away from state of origin. And mate, I don't think state of origin is going to fall off.
No one's saying that.
But I don't know. We've just got such a unique when it comes to state of origin. But it's
the thing that I like. Sometimes when I'm thinking like this, and then I see like maybe a younger generation, I wonder, am I just the older generation that is attached to something? Yep. And the younger generation is going, are you fucking mad? You don't want our game to be a world game. Yep. You don't want... And so maybe that is just part of us being, you know, you're over 30, I'm over 30.
Not yet, but that's fine.
How old are you?
29.
Oh, well, fuck.
30 on Thursday for those that want to reach out. So.
Thursday, eh? Leave a happy birthday for the great Gurino. You know, so... Yeah, look, as I said, I don't know what the answer is, but I don't know what the process is. All I hope is the game is growing. The game is growing. That's all I care about. If it means Origin takes a back seat in 50 years' time, I'd be okay with that, as long as the game isn't fucking dying. That's what I care about.
In saying that, how good would it be if these internationals in 10 years' time are at the same level as State of Origin? I don't know if it's possible to be able to do because State of Origin is so unique.
Well, I mean,
unique,
what's Australia versus New Zealand? I know we fucking, you know, don't get near Australia and New Zealand. Australia, New Zealand in Union. Like, I'll watch that even though I don't really enjoy watching Union. And the spectacle of it all, there is something magical about that. Imagine if we could get to that point.
Yeah, and imagine if we were good. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, like a great thought, like a thought experiment is like, imagine how good the Wallabies would be if they could have all the best rugby league players. Imagine fucking GI down the sideline in a Union jersey. Yeah. Like, because the All Blacks, that's their number one. That's why they're so good. It's their number one sport. I wonder how good we'd be if all of our best players were fucking...
Yeah, without getting into rugby union and stuff. Like, I've got a mate that I went to high school with who's in the Wallabies team. Mm. He's played 3 games. I didn't know he was in it until the second.
No way.
I had no idea.
That's crazy. It's in such a rough spot, Union, at the moment. And you know what's insane? And I guess it maybe answers our question. We still consider it the bigger international game, even though we don't even know half the players that are playing in the Australian side, you know?
Well, I don't watch a heap of Union, but I would know more All Blacks than I would Wallaby.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know what? Me too, probably. Me too. Yeah. So look, to be clear, just to wrap it all up, guys, I think this is fucking such a brave move from Suoliti. I commend him for having integrity like this. And I think also, you know, the impact he's going to have on young Samoan kids, there's no amount of money that could pay for that. You could put a facility in the middle of Samoa and you could pay fucking $10 million to have it done. I still don't think that that facility would have as much impact as seeing Suoliti to hundreds of thousands of young kids in that jersey for the next 10 years. So commend him for that. And as I said, when I'm with my Rugby League World Cup hat, I want everyone to play who they're passionate for, whoever they're, whatever. Put it again, at the same time as an Australian, if this isn't the number one jersey you want to play for, I don't want you in the jersey. And that would be the same, you know, if I was a Samoan, Tongan, Kiwi as well. So it's a win-win. World Cup hat on.
So where do you sit? Obviously, Suoliti, like if he wants to play Origin next year, he'll be able to.
I think so for now. I think
Victor Radley obviously can't.
Yeah, look, fuck. Yeah.
No, I'm having a can of worms. Yeah. But where do you...
Can I just jump in?
Yeah.
And you all agree, we've spoken about it 100 times. Suoliti and, like, surely no one's questioning Suoliti and Radley absolutely bleeding for their state as well as their country, not being Australia. Like, I seriously have zero problem with it at all.
Yeah.
I get the point of maybe it's going to look weird if in a few years half of them won't be playing for Australia. But if that international game gets as big as it does in 10, 20 years, it won't be an issue at that time. It'll be two separate things, state and international. I just think we need to do it.
And I mean, we have seen it before. I believe Tony Carroll, he played for New Zealand and played for Queensland. Brad Thorne had jumped from the All Blacks to the Kangaroos every second year. Was it Nathan Thien? Did he do the same? Or... it was maybe PJ Marsh. Something. It was another hooker that did the same thing. So it's not unheard of. At the end of the day.
Look, I think if I, you know, if you we're talking about fair, then Radley should be able to play. If Suoliti and To'o Critter are allowed to play Origin, then I think Radley should be as well.
Like you look at Tony Carroll, he played 18 games for Queensland, 5 games for New Zealand, 7 games for Australia.
And is anyone saying that he wasn't?
Well, you played with Tunza. Do you think he would have handled any differently?
Mate, he was a maniac.
What about big bad Richard Villasanti?
Oh,
Villasanti was Kiwis and Aussies.
Oh, mate, he was a beast. He was a beast. So, yeah, again, it feels weird to say, like, you know, Radley can play because he played for England. But if you're being fair, by the letter of the law, if the Samoan boys are allowed to play, and they've literally chosen that as their first nation, just like Radley has, then it's only fair.
Did you play with Brad Thorne?
He was at the club when I was at the club. I think I did. Maybe 2007. I trained a lot with him. I remember one time I was at the gym and like I was just standing. I don't know like whether I was like standing with my head down and like then there was a mirror and I looked up and Brad Thorne was behind me and he was like, "This is a real man." Boom. And I was like, "You're correct. You are correct, sir."
Fuck, he was wild.
Like, he was big, man.
You look at his rap sheet, like Sonny Bill before.
He's one of the greatest fucking athletes that Australia and New Zealand has ever seen.
He literally used to jump from the back row of the All Blacks to the Kangaroos. Automatically.
Amazing. He's amazing. He's a coach now for Queensland, I think.
Yeah.
But that's literally my like standout memory with him is like him standing behind me in the mirror going, "Boos!" And I was like, "Damn, that's a big human being."
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.